Now, I told you no more surprises, but I forgot I did have something that I pulled out yesterday when I've got, you know, all different files of information. So this is my tree file. This is my agriculture file. This is my gardening. This is my urban farming. This is my home improvement. This is my manufacture. Well, out of my tree pile, I've got a new favorite card game out of there from, lo and behold, Save a Tree. And it's Trivia. And I had this one out of there from, and it's categorized in three areas: general knowledge, tree facts. But this one's out of the science. And we'll include the listeners on this. Get ready to text. It's a multiple choice question. Text the answer to 411-923, and at the end of this segment, we'll pick a random right winner, and I don't know, $1 million or other fine prizes.
Or other fine prizes.
Where's my phone?
The other fine prize.
I might get that right.
It's some kudos from your radio listeners.
Our most popular item at our e-store this week was the Thorn Armor pruning gloves. They're puncture-proof gloves that work great if you're rose pruning or trimming mesquites or Texas ebonies, you know, one of those trees that are notorious for a lot of thorns. They're great for protecting your hands. So we'll send you a pair of Thorn Armor gloves.
Well, that's a nice gift.
So yeah. here's the question, and then I'll give the multiple choice answers, and then text whichever one you think is the right answer. Which tree is so old they are credited with calibrating and providing the accuracy of the carbon dating method for determining the age of living organisms? Is it A, the Bristol cone pine, B, live oak, C, coast redwood, or D, bonsai? So those are your four. I'll read them again. A, Bristol cone pine. B, live oak. C, coast redwood. Or D, bonsai. Text whichever one you think is the right answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this segment, which is going to be riveting because we're talking about bugs.
It is a riveting section here. This is not only our growing season, but our insect season too. Some of our yards provide a bit of a smorgasbord for insects that are flying across the community, and they drop in on those yards that are well-kept and well-watered and well-fertilized.
Yes.
So you have to – that is the downside, but it's upside too. It's nice to have a nice population of insects in your yard because a lot of them are beneficial insects. You're going to get a few of the rascals in there too, like your psyllids on your cascalotes, and your caterpillars on your bougainvilleas, your tachomas, and then your flat-headed borers are, you know, they have a wide variety of hosts, but on some of your trees, and then, of course, spider mites.
Preventatives are going to be the way to go with a lot of those insects. The cascalotes, the psyllids, we get really good results if we treat ahead on that with a systemic insecticide. But the genester caterpillars.
Because you want the technical product to be there when the insects arrive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're kind of chasing the insects after
they've
been
there. Any of the sucking, piercing insects like aphids and psyllids, you want to get that product into the tree's root system, have it systemically translocated. The bug bites the tree, the bug, you know, doesn't flourish. And then the other ones with the genester caterpillars that just tear up the tachomas and the bougainvilleas. There's different species of the genestra, but tachomas, bougainvilleas, and what else was the genestra? Sephoras.
Yeah, Texas mountain laurels.
We've been doing one spray a month for 3 months, and you have no problems with any of the genestra caterpillars. And it's a really safe product. You can use a dipeller or a spinosad is what we use. Very safe for the environment and very effective on preventing those bugs.
Yeah, quite often we get our customers calling us after the insects have already devastated their landscape. And it's a little hard when we're chasing those insects after they've already arrived and done their damage. So, yeah, if you can get some of that product out. It's just like with our weevils. Again, if we do those those March and is it a March and a
March
May treatment?
May. March and May. If you want to knock out that life cycle of the agave snout weevil, it's March and May. Applications of imidacloprid or a systemic insecticide, and that's the timing.
So if you have some valuable agaves in your yard and you've had some problems with weevils, or you don't want to have problems with weevils, just that preventative treatment, just once in March and May, you can get out ahead of that and not wait until your agaves start dying.
And this is also the time to schedule your olive stop to prevent olive...
fruiting, yes. Good time to get on the calendar to get those olives sprayed if you don't want them dropping olives all over your yard.
And it's Save a Tree with SAVATREE.com to schedule with your local branch here. We've got John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland. Thanks for talking trees with us.
It's been fun.
SaveATree.com.